Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
Shalom. This is Harriet, and I will be reading for you today. And today we have Monday, the 22nd of April, or the 14th of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar. Today, we are in a parasha called Pesach, or Passover, for this is Passover week. And tonight, we have Erev Pesach, or Erev Passover Eve. And today is also something called Ta'anit Bechorot, and that means the fast of the firstborn. And this is a unique fast day on the Jewish calendar, beginning at dawn. And it's only firstborn Jewish men that fast, doing that in memory and gratitude for the deliverance from the plague of the firstborn in Egypt. Quote, "Now it came about at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon." That was Exodus 12:29. Today in history, Yeshua is condemned to death, executed on the cross, and buried. And we can read about that in Matthew chapters 26 and 27. About the ninth hour, Yeshua cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And when Yeshua had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. In memory of the day, special messianic readings are suggested from the prophets, writings, and apostles. And the Passover lamb, or the lambs, are slaughtered in the afternoon. "You shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel is to kill it toward evening." You can read about that in Exodus 12:6 and Deuteronomy 16:6. Now, because today is very special, we will have extra readings, and this week we also have different readings the whole week because of Passover. The portion from the Torah is from Exodus, or Shmot, chapter 12, verse 25 through verse 28. So first we need to bless the Lord and thank Him for His word before we start reading. Please join me. "Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Mashiach, our Master." So let's go to Exodus 12. "When you come into the land which the Lord will give you, as he has promised, you are to keep this ceremony. Now when it happens that your children ask you, 'What does this ceremony mean to you?' you are to say, 'It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, because he passed over the houses of Bnei Israel in Egypt when he struck down the Egyptians, but spared our households.' So the people bowed their heads and worshipped. Then Bnei Israel went and did it. They did just as the Lord had commanded Moshe and Aharon." That was Exodus 12:25-28. Now we have our portion from the prophets, and we will read Isaiah, or Yeshayahu, chapter 53. Who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he grew up before him like a tender shoot, like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, nor beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our pains. Yet we esteemed him stricken, struck by God and afflicted. But he was pierced because of our transgressions, crushed because of our iniquities. The chastisement for our shalom was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray, each of us turned to his own way. So the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughter, like a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. Because of oppression and judgment, he was taken away. As for his generation, who considered? For he was cut off from the land of the living, for the transgression of my people. The stroke was theirs. His grave was given with the wicked, and by a rich man in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He caused him to suffer. If he makes his soul a guilt offering, he will see his offspring. He will prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will succeed by his hand. As a result of the anguish of his soul, he will see it and be satisfied by his knowledge. The righteous one, my servant, will make many righteous, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion with the great, and he will divide the spoil with the mighty. Because he poured out his soul to death and was counted with transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and interceded for the transgressors. That was Isaiah or Yeshayahu, chapter 53. Now from our portion of the writings, we will read Psalm or Tehillim 22. For the music director, on the Doe of the Dawn, a Psalm of David. My God, why have you forsaken me? Distant from my salvation are the words of my groaning. Oh my God, I cried out by day, but you did not answer. By night, but there was no rest for me. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers put their trust. They trusted, and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered. In you they trusted and were not disappointed. Am I a worm and not a man? Am I a scorn of men, despised by people? All who see me mock me. They curl their lips, shaking their heads. Rely on the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, since he delights in him. Yet you brought me out of the womb, made me secure at my mother's breasts. From the womb I was cast on you, from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, there is no one to help. Many bulls have surrounded me, strong bulls of Bashan encircled me. They open wide their mouths against me, like a tearing, roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are disjointed. My heart is like wax, melting within my innards. My strength is dried up like a clay pot. My tongue clings to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death, for dogs have surrounded me. A band of evildoers has closed in on me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They stare, they gape at me. They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. But you, Lord, be not far off. O my strength, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my only one from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, from the horns of the wild oxen. Rescue me. I will declare your name to my brothers. I will praise you amid the congregation. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All Jacob's descendants, glorify him. Revere him, all you seed of Israel. For he has not despised or disdained the suffering of the lowly one. Nor has he hidden his face from him, but when he cried to him, he heard. From you is my praise in the great assembly. I will fulfill my vows before those who fear him. Let the poor eat and be satisfied. Let them who seek after him praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of the nations will bow down before you. For the kingdom belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the rich of the earth will feast and worship. Everyone who goes down to the dust will kneel before him, even the one who could not keep his own soul alive. His posterity will serve him, telling the next generation about my Lord. They will come and declare his righteousness to a people yet to be born, because he has done it. That was Psalm 22. Now we have our portion from the apostolic writings, and we have two different scriptures to read. The first one will be Mark chapter 15. Right at daybreak, the ruling Kohanim held a meeting to consult with the elders and Torah scholars and the whole Sanhedrin. They tied up Yeshua, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate interrogated him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Yeshua answers him, "As you say." The ruling Kohanim began to accuse him of many things. Again, Pilate asked him, "Aren't you going to answer? Look how many charges they're bringing against you." But Yeshua did not answer, so Pilate was amazed. Now, during the feast, he used to release to them one prisoner, anyone they were asking for. Now, a man named Bar-Abba had been in jail with the rebels who had committed murder during the rebellion. The crowd came up and began to request what he was accustomed to do for them. But Pilate answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he knew that out of envy the ruling Kohanim had handed him over. But the ruling Kohanim stirred up the crowd, so he would release Bar-Abba to them instead. Then answering again, Pilate said to them, "So what do you want me to do with the one you call the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Execute him." Pilate responded, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Execute him." Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Bar-Abba for them. And after he had Yeshua scourged, he handed him over to be crucified. The soldiers took him away into the palace, the governor's mansion called a praetorium. And they called together the cohort of soldiers. They dress him up in purple. After braiding a crown of thorns, they put it on him. And they began to salute him. "Hail, King of the Jews!" Over and over, they kept hitting him on the head with a staff and spitting on him. And kneeling down, they worshipped him. When they finished mocking him, they stripped the purple off him and put his own clothes back on him. And they led him out to crucify him. Now, Shimon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was coming in from the countryside. The soldiers forced this passerby to carry Yeshua's crossbeam. They bring Yeshua to the place called Golgotha, which is translated place of a skull. They were offering him wine mixed with myrrh, but he didn't take it. Then they crucify him and divide up his clothing among themselves, casting lots for them to see who should take what. Now it was the third hour when they nailed him on the stake, and the inscription of the charge against him was written above, "The King of the Jews." And with him they execute two outlaws, one on his right and one on his left. Those passing by were jeering at him, shaking their heads and saying, "Ha, you who are going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself by coming down from the stake." Likewise, the ruling Kohanim, along with the Torah scholars, were also mocking him among themselves. "He saved others," they were saying, "but he can't save himself. Let the Messiah, King of Israel, come down now from the stake, so we may see and believe." Even those executed with him were ridiculing him. When the sixth hour had come, darkness fell over the whole land until the ninth hour. At the ninth hour, Yeshua cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which is translated, my God, why have you abandoned me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they began saying, "Look, he's calling for Eliyahu." Then someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine. He put it on a stick and was offering it to Yeshua to drink, saying, "Wait, let's see if Eliyahu comes to take him down." But letting out a loud cry, Yeshua breathed his last. Then the curtain of the temple was split in two from top to bottom. When the centurion who was standing in front of him saw the way Yeshua breathed his last, he said, "This man really was the Son of God." There were also women watching from a distance. Among them were Miriam from Migdal, Miriam the mother of Yaakov the younger, and of Yosef, and Salome. They would follow him and serve him when he was in the Galil. Many other women who had gone up together with him to Jerusalem were there also. Now evening had already come, since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before Shabbat. Joseph of Arimathea, a respected council member, who himself was waiting for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for Yeshua's body. Pilate was surprised that he was already dead. Summoning the centurion, he asked him whether Yeshua had been dead for long. When Pilate learned this from the centurion, he granted the body to Yosef. Yosef bought a linen cloth, took him down, wrapped him in the linen, and laid him in a tomb that had been cut out of the rock. Then he rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Miriam from Migdal and Miriam, the mother of Yosef, were watching where Yeshua's body was placed. That was Mark chapter 15. Now we have a short portion from 1 Corinthians 5, verses 6 through 8. "Your boasting is no good. Don't you know that a little chametz leavens the whole batch of dough? Get rid of the old chametz, so you may be a new batch, just as you are unleavened. For Mashiach, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast not with old chametz, the chametz of malice and wickedness, but with unleavened bread, the matzah of sincerity and truth." That was 1 Corinthians 5, verses 6 through 8. Now, because it is the Erev Pesach, the eve of Passover, there are some special readings from the synagogue. And we will start with Exodus or Shemot, chapter 32, verses 11 through 14. "Then Moshe sought the Lord his God and said, 'Lord, why should your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you have brought forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, He brought them out to do evil, to slay them in the mountains and to annihilate them from the face of the earth. Turn from your fierce wrath and relent from this destruction against your people. Remember Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self and said to them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of I will give to your offspring, and they will inherit it forever. So the Lord relented from the destruction that he said he would do to his people. That was Exodus 32:11-14. Now we go forward some pages and read Exodus 34, verses 1 through 10. The Lord said to Moshe, carve for yourself two tablets of stone, like the first ones, and I will write upon them the words that were on the first tablets, which you broke. Be ready by the morning, come up to Mount Sinai, and present yourself to me there, on the top of the mountain. No one is to come up with you, and do not let anyone be seen throughout the entire mountain. Even the flocks and herds must not graze in front of that mountain. So he carved two tablets of stone like the first. Then Moshe rose up early in the morning, went up onto Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tablets of stone. Then the Lord descended in the cloud, stood with him there as he called on the name of the Lord. Then the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and truth, showing mercy to a thousand generations, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, yet by no means leaving the guilty unpunished, but bringing the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children to the third and fourth generation. Then Moshe quickly bowed his head down to the earth and worshipped. He said, if now I have found grace in your eyes, my Lord, let my Lord please go within our midst, even though this is a stiff-necked people. Pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for your own inheritance. Then he said, I am cutting a covenant. Before all your people I will do wonders, such as have not been done in all the earth or in any nation. All the people you are among will see the work of the Lord, for what I am going to do with you will be awesome. That was Exodus 34, 1 through 10. And now we have our final scripture reading from today, and it will be from Isaiah or Yeshayahu chapter 57. I'm sorry, that was not correct. Let's fix this. The scripture reading will be Isaiah chapter 55, not 57. Isaiah 55, verse 6 through 56, verse 8. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous one his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, so he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. It is a declaration of the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and snow come down from heaven, and do not return there, without having watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to sow and bread to eat, so my word will be that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me in vain, but will accomplish what I intend and will succeed in what I sent it for. Yes, you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you singing, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush, a cypress will come up, and instead of the briar, a myrtle will come up, and it will be a memorial to the Lord, as an everlasting sign that will never be cut off. Thus says the Lord, preserve justice, do righteousness, for my salvation is about to come and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the one who does this, the Son of Man who takes hold of it, who keeps from profaning Shabbat and keeps his hand from doing any evil. Do not let a son of a foreigner who has joined himself to the Lord say, the Lord will surely exclude me from his people. Nor let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus says the Lord, to the eunuchs who keep my Shabbatot, who choose what pleases me and hold fast my covenant, I will give to them in my house and within my walls a memorial and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that will not be cut off. Also the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord to minister to him and to love the name of the Lord and to be his servants, all who keep from profaning Shabbat and hold fast to my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and let them rejoice in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar. For my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. The Lord Elohim, who gathers the dispersed of Israel, declares, I will gather still others to him, to those already gathered. That was Isaiah 55:6 through 56:8. And that concludes our reading of scriptures for today. This has been Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I wish you a wonderful Pesach, Chag Pesach Sameach. And I pray that as you might have cleaned out the house from leaven, from yeast, we also clean out our lives from all unrighteousness. And as you celebrate, if you do the Seder meal tonight, we celebrate, or the Jewish people celebrate, their exodus out of Egypt and bondage. And we can celebrate also our deliverance from sin and redemption through the blood of the Lamb, Yeshua. So, Chag Sameach again. Now, Shalom. Until next time.